All stories about late-night American television, for more than half a century, among the most powerful cultural influences in the US, should begin with Conan O'Brien. He existed, and then he did not. Conan was the first postmodern late-night star, a writer, a humorist, a Saturday Night Live alumni from where all comic personalities were henceforth to come. He rose up through the network nightlife until he gained the seat on The Tonight Show, replacing Jay Leno, who'd long held the spot. But Conan tanked, and the network panicked, and the show was returned to its former host. Leno, who everybody disdained as uncool, including the network types who put him back into the job, would continue with respectable ratings for another 4 years. Conan, for all intents and purpose, was never heard from again, although he continues as a late-night host on a cable channel. The Conan debacle codified the tension of the ever-long and delayed transition in late night. The weirdly reliable and yet uncomfortable and cringeworthy old versus the uncertain, smarter and, for a large part of the audience, unfamiliar new.